Great to be joined by Braden Arms. He is a St. I guess you call it, you're a St. Joseph graduate now, aren't you, Braden?
Yes.
Yeah. Just graduated eighth grade at St. Joseph School in Farmington. He'll be going to Farmington High School next year. But Braden competing this year for the third year in a row at the National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. Won not only the local competition, but the regional one in Poplar Bluff as well. And Braden, I know you just wrapped up with the competition. How'd you do this year?
I ended up making it into the third round before I missed my word.
All right, so you got to the third round this year. How many total rounds are there, or does it just keep going and you just keep counting rounds until there's a winner? How does it work?
You keep counting. Eventually, even when it's down to two, it still counts as a round just between the two of them. So it really depends on just what the words are and who's competing.
All right, so I got to ask you the bad news first. What word did you miss?
You know, it was panache. I only missed by a letter. I'd never heard the word in my life, so I guess it was good that I got that close, but, you know, I wish I had done better, I guess.
Yeah, well, you'll have more panache moving forward now. You probably know the word. Actually, you probably end up knowing the words that you miss moving forward better than any other words, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that's true. I remember the first word I ever missed. It was actually in the regional B at Three Rivers. Boudoir. And thinking back on it, I probably should have known it. But I was really young, so I guess I understand. But now I'm definitely not going to forget how to spell it.
You're like a veteran. This is your third year you've been to Washington, D.C. at the national finals. Is it different in terms of the fact that I would guess you were very nervous the first time?
I'm a lot less nervous now. Still, obviously, just as much of maybe an honor. I'm just as grateful to be here. But, like, I'm getting more and more, like, I figure out more and more about, like, D.C. and the spelling bee each time I go, so it's really helped me just in general, especially from a confidence standpoint.
Oh, I'm sure. Do you kind of appreciate it more now?
Oh, yes. Did you say appreciating it?
Yeah.
Yes, I definitely am. I know maybe you could say I'm not as dedicated to spelling as I as I was in the past few years, but I'm definitely appreciating all the opportunities and chances I've had.
That's great. So I'm understanding that I'm talking to you this morning, right, that you're at the Washington Monument?
Yes, that's right. We just got here a few minutes ago. I'm not sure what we're going to do yet, but, yeah, we just got here. We're touring D.C. for today, so that should be really fun.
And I understand you're going to the Holocaust Museum for the first time.
Yes. We've never gone there, even though this is my third time here. But I'm really looking forward to that, just because I'm not much of maybe a history person, but the Holocaust and just around then is definitely the most interesting to me. So that should be really interesting.
With all these trips to Washington, D.C., you said you're not much of a history person, but are you developing more of an appreciation for history now that you've visited our nation's capital so often?
Definitely. Obviously, there's a lot more that I have to learn and a lot more that maybe I should have learned, but it's still, like, amazing to be here and amazing to see all the different things that have gone on through history, through presidents, through anything about the government and just the city and our country.
Did you see President Trump coming or going during your visit so far?
No, I did not.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Have you visited the White House?
Yes, we did last year, actually.
You did last year. Okay, so what's new this year? What are you doing new this year that you haven't done on your last few years?
The Holocaust Museum, and my mom is considering doing some other things, but nothing's really decided yet.
I got you. What's your favorite thing to visit or to see or to learn in D.C.?
Well, we went to the Smithsonian a few years ago, and the Air and Space Museum, and that really interested me. I don't know. I just like stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk a little bit more about the spelling bee. You got to the third round this year before you got bounced by Panache. But do you have to – I know you win your local round. You win the regionals. That was in Poplar Bluff. When you get there, are you immediately in the B, or do you actually have to test to get into the competition round once you get to nationals?
You're automatically in the B, but you take a preliminary test, which is just a written test that has different – it's multiple choice about spelling and vocabulary of different words. And then your score on that determines whether or not you can be a finalist, and that's chosen by the top 100 score. So even if you don't miss a word through round three, you might not even make it to the next round because of your preliminary score.
I got you. So how'd you do on the test?
Better than I've done in the past, but I still would not have made it.
Okay. So you have to be in the top 100. How many competitors are there?
I think it was 560-something this year.
Okay.
Which is a lot more than there's ever been in the past. I remember our first year, there was, 200? Yeah, 200. So it's definitely grown.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Now, what is cool, too, is that when you win these competitions, I know there are going to be costs associated, but you guys get your trip paid for at least in part, right?
Yes. Three Rivers actually provides a lot of funding for, like, the trip there. If we were to fly, they'd pay for some of the tickets for the flight, which we just decided to drive, but they definitely help people a lot.
I know in speaking with you in years past, you've taken had the fortune of being able to take a few friends because of your nice parents. Were you able to do that this year as well?
Yes, even more, actually. I have 4 people with me this year.
Who traveled with you this year?
3 kids from my class and then one of their siblings.
All right. Is your brother with you this year?
Yes, he is.
And your brother's name is Colby, and how old is he?
He's 8.
Does he like this Washington, D.C. stuff or not?
He does. I think he gets a little impatient sometimes, but he enjoys it.
That's good. Is there anything else that you'd like to see while you're in D.C.?
Really just everything. Everything that we have the chance to do that we haven't before. But, you know, there's a lot to do in D.C., so.
Yeah. You said you haven't been quite as dedicated in terms of being a speller this year as you have in years past. Did you still put in some study time, though?
Oh, yes. I definitely put in study time. A lot of that is credited to my mom because she, you know, all she does is push me. That's a good thing. And she's helped me to study and make sure I'm on top of things.
Have you always been a good speller?
Well, the first time I ever went to regionals from the school B was in second grade, so, I mean, I guess since then.
Is it something that you've had to work hard at, or does it kind of come natural to you?
It's something I've had to work for, definitely, but it was also something that I really enjoyed doing, so that made it a lot easier to study. So really it wasn't much of a hassle to study.
I'm guessing, you know, you're a great speller. I'm guessing that you do a good job on your academics.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of nervous for high school, but I'm sure as long as I stay on top of things and, you know, do my best and I'll be great.
What did you enjoy learning during your time at St. Joseph?
Really just everything. The most important thing I think I learned from St. Joe is that you need to really have strong relationships and not just, you know, really weak ones where you just don't really know the person, but you just hang out with them because, you know, you feel, like, obligated to.
All right, we hear some sirens in the background in Washington, D.C. Everything going okay?
Yes, it's fine. There's an ambulance behind us.
So you guys, you said you drove out to D.C. Any stops either along the way or on the way back of interest?
We stopped on the way to stay at a hotel just because it's a pretty long drive. So we stayed a night and a hotel and it was in Ohio. So
okay, no time for like sightseeing or things like that, though.
Not really on the way, no.
So getting ready for high school at Farmington next year. Looking forward to that.
Yes, definitely. I already have some friends or people I know over from the middle school that are going into high school next year. So that'll most likely make it a lot easier for me.
Very good. What type of extracurricular activities do you plan on participating in high school?
Basketball for sure, and possibly track.
Okay. Do you like to read?
Surprisingly, this might come as a surprise. I do not.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe with all the spelling, maybe it would be something that you enjoyed, but that's mine too. So what is your favorite word?
I don't actually have a favorite word, but I really like the words that are just are spelled nothing like they sound.
You like that?
Yeah. not to spell them, just as a word.
Just makes them interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, congratulations on all your success in spelling, and we wish you success moving forward no matter what it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great trip.
All right.
Braden Arms, St. Joseph graduate, just graduated 8th grade there, going to start Farmington High School, making his third straight trip to the National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C., and made it into the third round this year.